there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad you joined us today. Today, my guest is Stephanie Wall Morrow. She has an MBA and she's a wellness and lifestyle coach. She helps people reconnect with what truly restores them. With a background in leadership, yoga, meditation, and Pilates, and over 12,000 individuals coach, Stephanie blends practice of self-care with soulful science-backed practices. She's the founder of the Self-Care Circle, which is a community of coaching brand that makes self-care simple and sustainable for busy women. She also leads a children's nonprofit, which grounds all of her work in compassion, community, and helps people feel more balanced and well. So we're going to talk about wellness today with Stephanie. Let's get going. As promised, here I am with Stephanie Wall Morrow, and we're going to talk about health, yoga, meditation, balance, how to deal with ADD and ADHD with calm and poise. So welcome, Stephanie.
Welcome. It's good to be here with you, Kathy, and also with all of your listeners. I think it's awesome that you guys are listening to this. I know that in order to say yes to this, you probably said no to something else. So I think it's great that you said yes to this today.
I love that. Spoken from a person who truly knows ADD and ADHD, for sure. You know, we all have a limited amount of time and we choose where we take it. And I am also honored that people are listening, for sure. You know, this is what time once gone is gone. So let's make this a valuable session. And Stephanie, tell the people, I know you're in Atlanta, tell the listeners here what you're all about. What are you doing?
Well, I have taken advantage of, I think, a combination of technology and phase in life. And I work with people from all over the world. Most of them are working professional females, all to different extents. And as somebody who has ADHD myself, and I didn't find out about it until a certain point in my life, I find myself working with a lot of people that have that as well. It is a challenge. Our brains work differently. But I love the fact that in today's world, with all the technological resources that we have, it allows me to help a lot of people in a lot of different places, all that are dealing with these same types of challenges of, you know, how do I keep going? How do I have energy? How do I balance all of the different things? Which is, you know, an organizational nightmare at times when you don't have a plan. So it's been really, really nice to kind of enter this phase in my life after working in corporate America, doing a different type of coaching for many years, getting into more of the one-on-one and just being able to help more people regardless of where they are at in the world and in their journey.
Yeah, I know you have an MBA and you came from corporate, and now, you know, I read in your bio that you're doing like yoga and Pilates and some stress reduction. So talk about the little bridge of where you were and what you're doing right now.
Yeah. So it was interesting. I feel like, you know, there's times where life just kind of unfolds and makes things happen for you. Yeah. I started noticing that whenever I would prioritize what I call self-care sessions, I would feel better. I would have more energy. I would be less thrown off when the unexpected happened, which, you know, let's just be honest, in life, that happens a lot more than we would like it to. Mm-hmm. And I would notice that not only would I feel good, but I ran into this pattern where people were asking me a lot of different questions. And a lot of it was like a how-to. You know, they're like, I don't understand. How are you doing this? It started during COVID when we were shut down. You know, and everybody was at home and, you know, adapting to this new norm. And I was getting all of these questions and it caused me to just kind of pause and go, well, like, what is it that I'm doing? Because they were like, you're not falling apart. Everybody is falling apart, you know, and we're shocked that you're not falling apart because you've talked about your husband who's been laid off. because of the industry he works in, you know, being affected by what's going on in the world. And you're also talking about your nanny who just graduated from college and as a nurse got pulled into the ICU and went from never having lost a patient, like in any clinical training, to losing 337 of them in 90 days in this like just horrific circumstance in the world. And so, like, as people were saying these different things, I was like, wow, gosh, like when you put it that way, huh? What, you know, what am I doing? So I kind of went on this journey of self-discovery. And so I realized that as somebody that had practiced yoga for a long time, and had done Pilates for a long time, it kind of went from this thing that, you know, I do it because I know it's good for me versus, wow, look at what it's doing to me and for me and for those around me. And that led me to expand and to get into teaching it, going through a lot of training. I'm in education. I'm definitely a nerd. I think it's probably better described as a lifelong learner. But I feel like anytime I have the opportunity to learn something new, you know, I get very, very excited about that. And now the way that I look at it is, how can I do something for myself every single day that I know takes care of me? And so today that was a Pilates class. Tomorrow it's a yoga class. On Thursday, I have on my calendar of just what I call me time, which is, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to just go with the flow and see how that unrolls, but not having something that like is scheduled where you have to execute or have to perform. And when I continue to focus on those aspects of self-care and whatever they might look like on a given day of the week, it makes it a lot easier. The flow of the day. It also allows me to show up in all of the different roles that I have. And like a lot of working professional moms out there, you wear a lot of different hats. So some days I'm wearing my entrepreneur hat. Sometimes I'm wearing my nonprofit hat. Sometimes it's a teacher hat. Sometimes it's a mom hat. Sometimes it is a problem-solving hat. You know, all of these different things are great. They challenge me. As someone with ADHD, you get very excited by these different things. So it's also very easy to get pulled off in one direction. And I find that as long as I continue to prioritize my own well-being and take care of myself, then all of the other things kind of just fall into line.
Yeah, I think that's really succinct the way that you said it. So it sounds like calendaring is something that's very important to you, that you actually have the yoga class set, you have the Pilates class set. I know myself, you know, struggling with, I don't have ADHD, but AD, you know, the calendar is so very important. If I have an appointment with myself for Pilates, I will go. If I don't, I'll be like, ah, I don't know. And I absolutely love the you time, the me time that you put in the calendar. It reminds me of the artist's way. I don't know if you ever studied that, but you know, the artist's way, have a date for, with yourself. And just be with yourself and go out and do something just for yourself. I think that the more present that we are with ourselves, and you know, giving our self-nurturing time, as you said, the more, the better we're able to be present with everybody else. So I second that motion. I am with you all the way. So okay, so let's talk about your coaching, because I know that there are so many people, women in particular, that we juggle so many things, and those that have the add-on stress of having the ADD or the ADHD, you know, how do we do all that? So what do you do when you're coaching women or men that have the challenges?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I use the term quite frequently, everything is a work in progress. It's kind of a reminder that change is always happening in the world, right? Like we can't always control the change. We can at least control how we react to it. And so, in my larger coaching program, that one is completely customizable based on what the person needs. So with the way that the mind is wired differently, with that type of neurodivergence, it's not a one size fits all. So,
Never.
calendaring and scheduling, that is one thing that I probably do tackle with everybody at some point in time. It's a balance between making sure you get those things done that you need to do, right? You know, things that have deadlines, things that might have ramifications if they're not done, that sort of thing. But also balancing with like, what makes me feel good? What do I want to be able to do? How do I want to feel in those different things? And so some of it is yogic and meditative in the sense of self-discovery. And what can I become more aware of? What can I learn so that I can make adjustments or maybe even lay out a framework for the future that's based on what I've learned about myself? A lot of individual work, kind of like how you and I are talking today in one-on-one sessions like that. I do also have a community component in it, which I find is very helpful. It's great to know that you're not alone. I think that it's extremely sad that with as much connection possibility we have in today's world, that people are feeling lonelier than ever. And so I love the digital community that we have, where sometimes people are sharing a tip of something that works well with them. Other times somebody needs, to vent or needs a pep talk. I kind of moderate the conversation. Sometimes I'm popping things in there, but other times it's really just that community feel of people being able to come together and know that somebody else is dealing with the same types of things that they deal with. And one of the things that was interesting when I started that, that programming, I ended up working indirectly with a lot of people that did not have ADHD. They might have something else going on, or they might just go like, I need this kind of help. What can I do? Do you have someone you can refer me to? And in some cases I did, and in other cases I didn't. So that actually led me to bring back a program that I had created during COVID when everybody was at home, and was looking for some of that kind of normal routine. And that is another digital community where once a week we have a specific self-care session. It's a different topic each week. It's short and sweet. It's 30 minutes. You don't have to do pre-work. There is no homework. There are things that you can just leave, and start doing right away. And then there's a once a week restorative yoga session, which out of all of the yoga formats that I've taught over the year, that is the one that's always been the most popular. I think it's because people don't rest enough. Even when they're prioritizing it, they still need more of it. It's accessible to all body types. You can do it with injury. You can do it when you're in a surgical recovery. And then once a week, or once a month, rather, I do a different workshop that's self-care focused. And that one's probably my favorite part of it because there'll be something this month that is, very traditional, almost stereotypical with what somebody might think of as self-care. And then the next month, it's something totally different. One of the ones that I've done that's been really popular is a financial self-care session. And that's something that, people don't really think of as self-care until, life happens and they have this big unexpected expense and they're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, with a couple of tweaks and a little bit of planning at some point, you're okay with it. Which has been something that somebody taught me at a very young age. It does involve a lot of discipline, but with my husband still being in an industry that's very volatile and up and down, we've never reached a point where things are so crazy stressful that it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And so I had enough people that had said to me like, but I don't have ADHD. What else can I do? Because I love this vibe. I need to take better care of myself. So I essentially took that program that I had just during the shutdown, and put back on a shelf when everybody was excited to be back in person. I just relaunched that this month.
I
And
love that.
so far, people are very excited. And again, it's virtual, right? So anybody can access it from wherever they're at.
And we all need to pause. We all need to get more
Absolutely.
balance. I mean, I think yoga, I've been doing yoga and Pilates and meditation forever, and thank goodness for it because I know that I always have a better day
Yes.
when I do it. It's always better. Like the world is more bright and shiny and I'm more focused, which is the most important thing of, keeping that focus line and, letting things flow. I love that. So what is your favorite organizing tactic that you use for yourself? Because it's you have a lot of stuff in the fire. Like you're doing all these different programs, right? Every week you have this and then you have that and then you have the monthly. What's your favorite organizing hack?
Oh gosh, that's kind of it's tough to pick one. The calendar, definitely. I mean, that is something that we live and die by in our house. We have a first grader and a fourth grader and a puppy. So it's a lot of people that need a lot of things, and those people can't drive yet. So, we've got to get them all to the right place in the right time. And in fourth grade this year, it's been great to see how they've started to learn these organizing skills, and all of them are tying into like a calendar, an agenda. How can you
Love it.
pace yourself for these things? So that one is definitely like number one, but I would say that my close second, it just involves planning. And so there's times where, I might be doing it on my own. I might sit down and like do it with a friend. I might do it with the family as a whole. But looking at if there are these goals or these visions or these things that we want to be able to do, like how can we make sure those happen? And that could be something from like, it's beautiful in the spring. We'd love to go to the park. Like, how can
Right.
we make that happen? And, if we don't, then all of a sudden it's crazy hot here in June and we're like, oh man, we missed all the, the spring weather. And I say planning because I find that myself and a lot of the people that I work with, they get as much joy out of the planning and the anticipation of what the actual thing is, whether it's, something small like going to the park, or if it's something big like a bucket list vacation, that journey along the way gives them just as much, if not more, satisfaction as doing the actual thing.
It's
So I
all
guess
about
I
the
would say,
journey.
yeah, but so I guess I would say like number two is definitely supporting number one, of just
For
getting it on the
sure.
calendar and letting you know that yes, there is a finite amount of time in the day, but you can still do all the things that you want to do. You just got to figure it out.
What calendar do you use?
We use a shared Apple calendar. We're Apple people, so you could pick up any device that any person in the house has, or
All there.
the group devices. We have a lot of extra iPads because we refuse to give the children iPads. They're not old enough for that kind of responsibility. So we have kind of like the house devices, but you could pick up any one of those things and know exactly what's going on with each person. Which is helpful. We don't have family that lives nearby. So, if we have family that's in town, they can grab it. Our babysitter can use it. It's easy for everybody to know what happens. So
Right.
thank you, iCalendar.
I love the shared calendar idea for sure. Absolutely. So tell me about one of the most memorable points in your career with one of your clients or one of your experiences once you jumped off the corporate train, so to speak, and became your own boss.
Oh wow, that's good. So it's a client that does work in corporate America. And she's definitely a badass. Oh, can I say that on a podcast? I think it's okay to say that,
Sure,
right?
why
Okay.
not?
Her kids are grown now. The youngest one is in college. The older two have graduated. But it's funny because she had this high-powered career where she was flying around the world, with young kids. And it was very funny. She'll tell stories about, what did your kids think that you did? And one of would joke like, I don't know. She just flies around the world and she tells people what to do.
Which is probably very, very true.
She would design these like amazing programs, and implement them in large scale businesses, and is dealing with all these different time zones and all these different things. But she was so focused for the longest time on everybody else but her. And I think a lot of us do that, even when you don't have kids, I think it's just in a female's nature, to do that. And so after her thinking about it for a long time, but also me kind of getting into the mix, and being that kind of accountability buddy, it just struck one day. We had the conversation about the airplane safety video. And you don't have to be a million mile or frequent flyer to know that that safety video, it always talks about put your own oxygen mask on first. Like it's in the instructions. You can't help anybody else in this type of emergency if you don't have it on. And that was something that just completely clicked. And it went from like, okay, yes, my child might need something, but you know what? He's a college sophomore. He's going to figure it out. I don't need to answer the phone right now. Oh, this is going on at the house and I'm out of town. The dogs need something. It'll get taken care of. And so it kind of allowed her to really recognize for the first time, but recognize it repeatedly of, I've got to take care of me, because if I don't take care of me, the rest of it's just not going to happen, you know, or if it does happen, it's going to be mediocre, it's going to be bumpy, you know. I think nobody shows up in a situation as like, oh geez, I hope this goes awfully, right? Like nobody intends for that. But, you know, the more that she went through this, the more she started realizing how many things were linked to one another. And she realized, like, oh wow, this is why I don't get enough sleep. And this is what it's like to sleep more and have quality sleep, you know, and feel rested. Oh, this is what it's like for me to have time to be able to do this, which I felt like before I could never fit in. But in reality, it's 30 minutes. I probably had a ton of places where I could have fit it in, you know, but I didn't prioritize it because I didn't realize how much of a difference it was. And, you know, essentially me putting on my own oxygen mask.
So you got her into meditation and taking the time for herself. It's so funny that you said that because at the very beginning of this podcast, I was thinking about the why the person on the plane with the oxygen tent. Like
Really?
that was like what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, this is what we need to do as women. We need to put on the oxygen first. And then here you are with the story. So, you know, that's the universe again. But that's the whole thing. We need reminded that we need to have self-care because the more we take care of ourselves, the better we take care of other people. For sure. For sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I love that. So tell me, when you have a new client or you reach a milestone, how do you celebrate your successes?
Oh, I'd love to celebrate. This celebration thing came up. I think I was in high school. I was in a journalism class, and we were going through, you know, sensational headlines, and you might turn on the evening news, and you know, in a 30-minute broadcast, 29 minutes of it are just awful, weighing, you know, crisis things, bad things. Like, why doesn't anybody ever talk about good news? And I started realizing, like, whoa, as a society, we don't celebrate. You know, like, oh, okay, there's the parade for the football team that won the Super Bowl, right? But like, where are these regular moments where you could find great things to celebrate? And so I guess I would sum it up in general, when we celebrate in our household, you know, and with our friends and with our family, you know, those people that are part of our regular day-to-day, we celebrate a lot in an experiential manner. I remember reading way back in the day that, you know, people have such better memories from an experience than they do from an actual thing. And so it might be dependent on what we can squeeze in. You know, the other day we went to brunch with friends, and we went to one of our favorite restaurants that we don't have enough time to go to. When life was simpler, we used to go there pretty religiously, you know, like at least once a week. And it was just this amazing, fun experience to celebrate our anniversary, and our son's birthday, which are on the same day.
Oh, that's
And,
pretty
you
interesting.
know, it apparently that's a thing in our family because that happened to my husband was born on my in-laws' anniversary.
Really?
So, we thought, like, okay, this is something that we know we've had great positive memories for. Great way to celebrate. You know, if somebody gets a grade on test, we might go get ice cream. If there's a big milestone, something coming up, we might make a vacation out of it because we love to travel, and just experience those different things. So, you know, I would encourage anybody out there that's wondering, like, well, you know, how can I celebrate? Like, there's a lot of little tucked in ways that you might not realize. Like, you might pop up your favorite song and just dance for 3 minutes to it. Like, that is a celebration. But give yourself those wins. Celebrate them. Don't discount them in any way because that celebration makes you feel so much better. And to me, it's just one more way of moving through self-care in your day.
One more way of pausing and acknowledging and saying, yeah, good job for sure. So, Stephanie, tell me this. If you could turn back the clock and give your 18-year-old girl some advice, what would you tell her? What's your word of wisdom?
I would say probably shift gears sooner. I feel like with timing, the vast majority of things in life, there's never going to be this is the best time to do fill in the blank. And so, you know, in my adult life, I've had, I mean, I guess technically this is like career number four. All of them have been an outset. You know, like of something else. So I think that those opportunities were there, but I think that I was hesitant for too long because I now start to think like, What would I be up to now if I had not have resisted that? If I would have taken the opportunity sooner, because there has been a lot more opportunities to shift gear in my life, than when I've actually decided to take that shift. So, don't be afraid to do it because it might be the best thing that ever happened to you, and you might not wonder anymore. You'll know.
Yeah, that's really good advice for sure. Absolutely. So, is there anything that we should have talked about that I haven't asked you yet? Anything on your mind?
I guess I would just say that, if you have been looking at what can I do to take better care of myself? What could I get organized? What could I make easier? What system could I put into place? Don't beat yourself up if it's something that hasn't happened yet. Just go ahead and set aside some time to make it happen because I think it's very easy for us to get down on ourselves. And I think that there's no reason to go that route, right? Like the fact that you're recognizing it now is, 90% of it. You've just got to take that last little boost. It doesn't matter where you are. Like there's always the opportunity to keep going, to keep evolving. And when you really start to become more aware of it, there are a lot of things that you can do to make things easier and to make yourself feel better on a consistent basis.
I'm with you on that. Now, you might have something that you want to offer the audience. I don't know if you have
I
anything.
do. So what we'll do is we'll put this as a link in the notes so that you can click on it and download it. I've got a guide that I find super successful when people are in a state where they're just wondering, how do I get these things done? And sometimes that state has come from, today on this Tuesday, I've got to make sure I do these, few things. Sometimes it's, whoa, I got a lot going on this week. Or maybe they're looking at like a broader, how am I going to make this happen in this season of my life? It can apply either way. It's great. It's a very easy, very short 3-step guide. The idea is how can I find clarity? How can I find focus with these things that are going on? And I love it. When I get feedback from people on it, a lot of them will say, I've been doing number two and number three for years. I never thought to do number one. And so now it's helping me do what I need to do in a way that is easy for me. So take a look at that guide if it resonates with you. Share it with somebody else. They might need to see it too. I do also have a spot in there if anybody wants to set up a chance to speak one-on-one. Go ahead. I do offer complimentary calls for people that are interested. I love helping people. That's just what brings me the most joy and the most satisfaction. So the fact that I have the opportunity to be able to do that on a continuous basis, I'm very grateful for. So check it out. Very easy, very simple. And if it lands with you, maybe we'll talk. And if not, just thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this time for yourself, because whether you thought about that or not, this is a form of self-care.
Yes, it is indeed. It is indeed. And that's why I created the podcast. Absolutely. So I really appreciate you. I appreciate you being on, Stephanie. And I wish you much success and have fun celebrating
Thank you.
more experiences, as I will as well. And guys, if you like this, please give us a thumbs up. Please give us a comment, share it with your friends. Help me spread the love for the podcast. I'd very much appreciate it. Share, share, share. And we will share back at you, and we will send you the download link. Will be in the show notes. Go ahead and download that and get in touch with Stephanie, because if you're struggling at all, things are so easy. That's why I love your little three-step thing. Just do three small things. That's what I do all the time with my clients. Step one, step two, step three. Let's keep it simple. The whole point is moving forward. So until next week, you guys, we will see you. And thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.